Hey guys, Ryan from the San Diego, three-quarter boat out of Seaport Sport Fishing, calling to check in. Today we went offshore with 37 passengers and we caught full Mexican limits of yellowtail. They're kelp patty grade yellowtail. They're not huge, but they're a lot of fun. They're certainly big enough to keep. We've seen smaller over the years. These things are definite keepers. If you'd like to release them, you certainly can. It's 100% up to you. They're a lot of fun, guys, especially on the light tackle, bass rod, and a cold sniper. A lot of fun. Full Mexican limits of yellowtail. We see very good sign of yellowtail around. There's also a little bit of bluefin tuna in the area. There was a handful of them caught today by the three-quarter day boat. They're kind of just mixed in with the yellowtail. You never know when you're going to pull up on the right kelp patty that has yellowtail and a few bluefin. So we're hoping to see more of those filter in. Tomorrow's trip has been canceled due to weather. We got some wind coming. It's springtime here, so we do have to watch the weather. Tomorrow's going to be windy. Tuesday looks marginal at this time. Wednesday looks very, very nice. If you're planning a trip down here, all you really need is a 20 or 30-pound live bait rod for the yellowtail. Like I mentioned earlier, if you want to bring a bass rod and like a Colt Sniper or Mega Bait type lure, we've had some guys having a lot of fun on that, fishing the light tackle for the yellowtail. And it's always a good idea to be prepared for bluefin. You know, a lot the bluefin that are being caught right now are 20 to 25 pounders. You can catch those on your 20 to 30 rod just fine. But there are reports of some bigger ones around, some 70 to 130 pounders around. We have not seen any yet, but with those bluefin, they're very mysterious. You never know when they're going to show up. So my 60-pound rod as well in case the big boys show up. We're going to continue to fish offshore here as long as there's something to catch. Right now there's not much going on at the Coronado Islands, so our best bet is fishing offshore yellowtail, keeping our eyes open for tuna. Come on down and see us.